Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. Proudly brought to you by Healing Care Ministries. Now here's your host, Terry Wardle.
I believe all of us have learned that small things can make a great difference in our lives. If you took a little time to think about it, I'm sure you could come up with little things that have happened to you, things that people have said to you that had a rather profound impact on you, even though at the time they didn't seem to be all that significant. Small things can make a great difference when we embrace them intentionally. I think one of the examples of this right now in our lives is the constant advice we've been given regarding COVID-19. I mean, think of it. This is really kind of small things. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Distance when you're around people. I mean, those are just simply not that hard to do. They're small things. And yet, when you listen to the CDC and some of the medical commentators that are often on news programs, they talk about the fact that this can save lives. Small things can make a great difference. Well, actually, I was thinking about this in the spiritual realm. I think all of us want to live stronger, strong in the Lord. We want to be able to push back the darkness. We want to be able to abide in the light. And there are times when it takes great discipline and steps on our part, even the issues of long periods of fasting and prayer, in order to give ourselves space in the kingdom. But also, there are smaller things that we can do. Acts, disciplines, choices that can really have a profound impact on us spiritually. And what got me thinking about this, actually, well, it was the first two verses of Psalm 9. Let me read them to you. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. Now the next verse then says, my enemies turn back, they stumble, and they perish before you. Think about that as a cause and effect relationship. Here we have David, who apparently at this moment is really facing some significant enemies, and he chooses what I will argue are four simple acts that seem to result in the fact that the enemies are pushed back. They stumble. They perish in the presence of God. Well, I want to talk about this for a little bit. And to be honest with you, I'm sure it's for me. I'm hoping it's for you. Let's look at these four movements and how we can begin to embrace them in our lives. As I've said so many times of late, especially in days such as this. Number one, give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. We come back to the issue of how important it is that we learn to give thanks to the Lord and not just do it as a list that we're trying to do it to get it out of the way, but really touching some of the things that God does for us and being willing to specifically give thanks to God for it. I know several times in the past, so I'll mention it again, I've talked to you about the fact that gratitude actually can be a natural antidepressant. And I remember once sharing with you that Oprah talked about being specific about five things she was thankful for every single day. It is something that makes a difference when we do it with all of our heart. St. Ignatius, in his prayer of examen, always encouraged us to give thanks for blessings great and small. these are not easy times. There are difficulties that are coming our way, and some of them are coming on a daily basis. And one of the things that we can do, in spite of the darkness that tries to step in and press in against us, is to choose to give thanks. I give thanks for you, that you join me here and that we get to talk about Jesus. Thank you. And thanks for my wonderful wife and my children that are adults and love the Lord. And thanks for friends that remind me of the glory of Christ. And on it goes. Let us stop and let us give thanks specifically in a time such as this. And then David says, I'm going to tell of God's wonderful deeds. Share with somebody. Get it up and out. Say it. Let you hear yourself say a testimony to God's goodness and to God's grace. I was talking to a good friend of mine. He's a vineyard pastor in Columbus at the Tuttle Crossing. His name is John Lieb. Great man. Love him dearly. He's had a profound impact on me as a friend. And we were talking about the fact that, you know, when we get to serve and minister to others, it does something to us. It's as though when we tell people about Jesus, we talk about Jesus, we share specifics about the way God is meeting us in our lives, it not only helps others, but it lifts up our own heart. I know I've talked to you about this before regarding the whole issue of this podcast. I love coming here and talking with you about Jesus. And it does something to me. I do pray it encourages your heart. But I want you to know it certainly encourages my heart. Tell the wonderful deeds of God. These aren't hard things to do. Give thanks. Share with someone. And yet it has a spiritual impact. It brings more light into the world, which is what we need right now. I need it. I'm guessing you need it as well. I want you to pray right now and think about somebody that God would lay on your heart. It may be a member of your own family, your spouse, your son, your daughter, your mom, or your dad, an aunt, an uncle. Give a good word for Jesus. At a time when pessimism is almost permeating the atmosphere of our world, share a tale of Christ. Really, I'm challenging you. And you can challenge me. Let's do that. So here are the first two things. Give thanks today. You can do that. Say a good word for Jesus. Tell of his wonderful deeds. The third one is, it says, be glad and rejoice. Now, I want you to know that this doesn't mean to deny the difficulty of your own reality. But what happens to me is that when there are times that trials and difficulty press in, they somehow go deep, and it becomes the only thing I see. It's important that I spend some time also being glad and being hopeful for the positive things that God has done. You know, I read this the other day and I thought, boy, is this good. A particular neuroscientist said, do you know that negative thoughts have something of Velcro to them? Positive thoughts are more like Teflon. They don't stick. And I had to laugh. That is so common, so everyday, and yet so important to recognize that there's something about negativity that has a dominance in our life. It grabs hold and it begins to shadow our whole existence. And what Scripture is saying, look, do something for yourself on a day like today. Give thanks for good things. Share a good word. And reach in to touch that which is positive, that which is hopeful, that which you are glad about. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. See, this is one of the tensions that we're able to live in. And we see that tension in Jesus. We see it written about in Hebrews chapter 12. We see it in 1 Thessalonians, that we kind of live an existence where on one hand there is difficulty, but on the other hand there is joy. And we dare not let the difficulty so threaten us that we grab hold of it with two hands. Let's keep a hand on gladness. Let's keep a hand on joy. Find a way for that. Give thanks. Share a good word for Jesus. Be glad. And then the final one says, I will sing the praises of your name. It seems that David was really, really into singing, because so many of these psalms are songs that he wrote that he would sing before God. And that in this singing, it pressed back the darkness and it encouraged his own heart. I read this and I began to think about my dad. I know I've mentioned him before. Dad passed on March 13th of this year. And my dad loved to sing. He was a coal miner. He couldn't read music, but oh my goodness, did he love to sing. And over at the assisted living facility, he became, if you will, like the Perry Como of that little facility. And they always wanted my dad to sing a song. And if they had a sing-along night, my dad was right down there all the way up and to the end. As a matter of fact, the last words I spoke to my father as he lay there preparing to go meet Jesus was, Dad, don't forget when you get there, join the choir. It's important for us to sing a song of praise. Listening is great to good praise music, but if you can think of a tune that you know that lifts up the name of Jesus, even something simple, it can have a profound effect on us. Do you know that Scripture talks about the fact that God defeats his enemies to the sound of the timbrel and the tambourine? And later on, it talks about David, who said that he fights the Lord with a sword in one hand and a song of praise on his lips. I want to encourage you. And I know when we're busy and things aren't that tough, that these are the kind of things that get put to the side. But I want to encourage you today to take a little time and consider this. Simple things, small things, can make a great difference. So one more time, here's my encouragement. I'm encouraging you to embrace this, and I want to embrace it. Give thanks. Find the specifics and lift them up before the Lord. Go share a good word about Jesus with someone. Tell about his wonderful deeds. Choose to find that which is positive and hold on to that, even in the midst of the difficulty. And ask the Lord to give you a new song, that you might sing before him the glory of his name. Remember, when Christ's followers were there in that prison cell, they began a song, and somehow that song brought their deliverance. Bless you today. I have nothing but hope for you today. And may the presence of our Lord surround you.